Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for April 14th to the 20th of 2024. So our quote for the week says, it is time to excavate old patterns of shame, self-worth, toxic relationship habits, and money issues. Deep breath. So much has been cracked open and shaken up and awakened through this eclipse portal. I think we can leave so much behind. A complete 20-year cycle. We got even bigger cycles than that cooking. So trust that what you're letting go of in your own life and what's leaving is completely natural and creating space for a higher level expression. So our week actually doesn't kick off until the end of the week. The 19th and 20th are Friday and Saturday this week that are really busy energetically. Starting with Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus. This is kind of special because this means it's a backstage meeting. It also makes me think that if we're rethinking our identity and purpose in some way, then we will naturally initiate some new values and priorities or some new relationships and resources departments. We'll get some upgrades. But usually if there's a retrograde involved, there's a little, you know, two steps backwards to go one step forward. So just don't be attached at this moment, but be gathering information, preparing your creative projects, doing the foundational work behind the scenes and things like that. This energy, whenever they do hook up, invites you to perceive the underlying harmony or cohesive thread weaving through the tapestry of your life, encompassing its diverse experiences across time. It heralds a fresh perspective on communication, self-expression, and the worth of your ideas, thoughts, concepts, and creative projects. So just think, if you're changing your identity and purpose, then those things are probably going to shift as well. You may find yourself articulating long-held ideas with newfound clarity, perhaps even expressing affection or emotions in profound ways. Okay, Venus is involved. It is a fertile period for your inner artist where creativity flows unbounded, allowing for innovative expressions you have yet to explore. Embrace the freedom of imagination, exploring ideas without fixating on outcomes. While delving into these connections and revelations, resist the urge to overanalyze. Instead, relish the depth that they offer, fostering personal growth and a deeper comprehension of life's unfolding magic, customized for your own level of consciousness. Ashe, no one is exempt. Recognize the purpose within past challenges and acknowledge your journey toward personal self-mastery. Embrace this moment to cultivate fresh thought patterns that imbue your life with greater beauty and a deeper sense of peace and harmony. Deep breath. So yeah, we're definitely resetting some things. Same day, Friday the 19th, Mars will sextile Jupiter. Now we talked about this one probably on the Mars special alignments and the Jupiter special alignments, because Mars is in Pisces that got really close to Saturn and, let's say, dreaming a new reality that we would like to birth when they both move into Aries going forward. And this activation is Pisces to Taurus. So again, we're dreaming what we'd like to manifest or embody or experience. And a sextile is always an opportunity. So this energy offers a profound opportunity to delve into your deepest desires and uncover your authentic truth. You're moving to a new level of consciousness because of the new identity and purpose that's being born right now. If you are on edge or uncertain, this expansion will illuminate a whole range of possibilities, guiding you toward the necessary clarity to make new choices going forward. It is a powerful moment to elevate your pursuits to the next level. With Mars providing an energetic boost, it is a good time to engage in physical activity, but don't let Jupiter make you overconfident, which could cause accidents. It is time to seize opportunities to present, negotiate, or pursue your goals. This supportive atmosphere effortlessly aligns with your sense of self and renewed aspirations. To harness this favorable energy, actively pursue your desires. Expand your horizons through learning and connection with like-minded individuals, and channel your extra energy into meaningful projects that resonate with your heart and true soul's essence. And because Jupiter and Uranus are together in Taurus, Mars is hitting Uranus the same day, the same way, and an opportunity to grow in your consciousness and liberate yourself from a past identity and purpose that no longer is relevant or viable or even necessary. You've evolved, you've grown, you're rebirthing right now. This energy sparks inspiration and original ideas, illuminating new pathways in your personal journey and revealing alternative possibilities that you may not have considered until now. With spontaneity and creativity at its core, caution is advised against change just for change's sake. However, if you are prepared for a significant transformation, this activation can offer the clarity needed to overcome long-standing obstacles. When harnessed consciously, it has the power to break you free from stagnant routines and inspire authentic change. And I would venture to say with fixed signs involved, permanent change, if you're lucky. Armed with newfound energy and newly awakened insights, you are propelled toward a revitalized state of being, even if it disrupts the status quo and confuses others. It's all good. When you change, everyone around you has to change or go away. It's the natural law and it's divine order. And folks that are really supposed to be part of your tribe will circle back at a higher consciousness and the frequency will match again. But sometimes we have to do a break to realign. And right now with Mercury retrograde and an eclipse portal, that's what we're doing. So embrace unconventional thinking, improvise, explore new activities, and connect with diverse communities to fully harness this transformative energy. So yes, Jupiter and Uranus are over here waking up new consciousness in our embodiment process. Taurus is very embodied. It's our literal creature comforts and personal security. It's the food, sex, and money that we need to function in a modern society. And all of that is up for renewal and an initiation of a new cycle. Mars is doing a process this whole year that's going to end in a retrograde. So we're gathering intel right now about who we are and what we want and birthing this new level of identity and purpose or choosing a new path and purpose, however you want to look at that. Again, no one's exempt. We are all sort of doing this on some level in some form. But know that when it does end up retrograding, it's going to be Cancer Leo and it's going to be self-care and self-love that has to reset in order for you to walk in the truth of your own journey as it stands right now, in the here and now, this lifetime, at this time in the timeline. So just know that you're co-creating with your choices and that you're very supported to tell a whole new story, which leads to the big one that we had to do a whole call on. So I put the replay at the bottom of that. But Jupiter conjunct Uranus, very big deal. Last time it did it in Taurus was 1941. The last time they just got together and initiated a new Jupiter 12-year cycle was 2010-11 in Pisces. So they get together every 12 years in different signs, but it takes 84 to get back to the same sign. So for those who were on the call with me, we talked about how you might want to make a ritual out of 420, which is Saturday. In the early part of the day, the moon will be in Virgo, and in the later part of the day, it will have shifted into Libra as it moves toward the Scorpio full moon of April 23rd. So just know that there's lots of juju around this for new beginnings and doing conscious endings, let's say. The convergence of these two energies often catalyzes Jupiter's expansion and Uranus's revolutionary change within social and collective spheres, which naturally affects us as individuals too. Their combined force typically activates personal awareness, causing the previously familiar boundaries, whether in personal or professional realms, to suddenly seem confining and limiting, evoking a yearning for some kind of radical and immediate transformation. While avoiding hastiness, it is still critical to acknowledge that this energy can substantially support breaking stagnant patterns or routines across various aspects of life. Balancing personal liberty with responsibilities is pivotal. Neglecting duties in pursuit of freedom might lead to unfavorable circumstances or more negative experiences. Enhanced self-awareness might prompt exploration beyond your usual limits, encouraging engagement in social causes, advocating for others' rights and liberties, which is fine if you have the energy and resources to share and to spare. Otherwise, initiating your own new level of consciousness is necessary before you can go save the world. This period may also yield breakthroughs that were previously elusive to you because now you are more ready to change. The amalgamation of these energies heralds the dawn of a new truth, a fresh narrative, and offers you a glimpse of the potential of a completely new path. Staying alert, self-aware, and making discerning choices amid these shifts is key to successful outcomes. Now we consider where this initiation is happening, that it is in Taurus, where the lessons are activated around your food, sex, money, creature comforts, and personal security issues. Individually, we are all evolving according to our own self-value and self-worth. However, Jupiter is a social planet and Uranus is a collective planet. So when they come together to initiate a new cycle of values and priorities, as the people shaping the narrative, we get a vote. We are contributing to this initiation. Our consciousness needs to evolve, and we have to break free of poverty consciousness and the notion that endless extraction of Mother Earth's precious resources is in any way good for anyone, let alone everyone. These resources are essential for all life and should not be commodified. But here we are in a world that poisons natural water so that they can charge us for their so-called clean water. Deep breath. The last time they did this in Taurus was 1941, so do your own research about what the values and priorities of that time frame were in your world. Every country and culture was going through crazy death, rebirth, and evolution all over the world. Like all cycles, we can reflect on the previous ones to see what worked and what didn't, so that we make better choices this go-round. So let's pause right there and just look back to 2011, 2012. There were again huge mitigating circumstances and big cycles converging around that time that were absolutely liberating our consciousness and awakening us to a new truth and narrative and all of that. So at the same time, you see how big it is every time Jupiter and Uranus get together. We get to consciously believe something new, and we get to break out of old limiting consciousness, which we have no choice, right? You can go joyfully or you can go kicking and screaming, but either way, this new level is going to unfold all around you. So we want to co-create with these energies as much as possible. I remind you that the last time these two danced in Taurus, the entire sky pattern was different. The people and circumstances were different. So in 2024, we get to make new choices. Individually, socially, and collectively. This will happen around what we agree has value. And the most valuable thing in Taurus is Mother Earth. And this is a full cycle of raping her for our modern conveniences and so-called wealth. Now that we know better, we can do better by combining the ancient wisdom of nature with modern technology and vision. We can honor nature by using our consciousness, Jupiter, our intelligence and technology, which is Uranus's realm, to rebalance these violations and ease up on our materialism, which is shadow Taurus. To bring it back to what this activation is really good for individually, we got to look to the Taurus house, or the area of life that Taurus rules for you. This is where your consciousness needs to evolve, and you need to be more of a creative, critical thinker to navigate the ending / new beginning of an era. It's a lot. Do your best. And know that you're not alone. We are choosing new values by what we spend our time, energy, and resources on, which tells the universe what we truly value. So, time for a new day. And as you awaken to this new consciousness and awareness of being able to step up and into a new story, know that real life has to be set up properly for that to succeed fully. So just remember my thing about Jupiter and Saturn, the tag team, where Jupiter comes through and expands us and gets us thinking bigger, and the ideas and the creativity and the imagination is all rolling. Saturn comes behind it a couple of years later and says, okay, now let's make something real with this. So just know that that's coming. Meantime, we had a wonderful call on this specific activation. It's only 64 minutes. The audio and the video replay is right here. And under that, I have the links to Elements of Ritual. Level 1 is the fundamentals. So if you missed it in February, March, we're running it again. And we would love to have a whole new batch of students who want to learn the fundamentals about creating your own rituals so that you can go forward and create individual, family, community, and global rituals. It is so delicious. And all of our classes really take on the vibe and frequency of those who show up. So join us in Elements 1 if you have not done this with me and Yaya yet. If you just came through the February-March class, then you qualify for Level 2, Spiritual Activism. So deep breath. We're really excited that so many of you want to carry on and go to the next level and deepen your dedication to doing these rituals with your people around the world. This is so juicy. But you have to get the fundamentals first, so my newbies, do that. And the ones who just came through Elements 1, let's go to Elements 2 and go even deeper. We'd love to see you again. And this will run May, June. And then I will be running my Astro 101 class July, August, no matter what me and Yaya do. Because I usually do my Astro 101 class on Tuesday evenings. So I might take a little survey with those who register for that around whether weekend classes are easier for you all to show up and be there in person or an evening weekday like that. So historically, I've done them like 7 to 9 East Coast time on Tuesday night. But we'll see. July is a little ways off, and we got to put one foot in front of the other before we get there. But definitely get to registering, because everything starts May 4th, and we're already mid-April here. So we need those registrations to flow so that we can set up the classroom and get cooking. Now, I'm thinking one more week of running these replays in the blog, making it super convenient for you all to go back to the ones you need to check in on, is not a bad idea. So the Asteroids replay, so juicy. The Sacred Feminine, how to work with it for the year of 2024. We went narrow and deep with the ladies. Pallas is your unique genius and healing capacity. Juno is how you do partnership, in particular intimacy, which is getting a whole upgrade this year anyway. Sirius is how you nurture and like to be nurtured. And Vesta is the sacred individual, you know, when we integrate certain aspects of life and make certain things sacred. So these ladies seem to fill in a little bit of the blanks from the other standard basic planets and in an astrological reading. And I love to add them into the mix. And they all move in like 4 to 5 year cycles. So we reboot these things over and over and over. And so it's good to know their cycles and where they're at. And this year in particular is just nutty. They're all retrograding, which doesn't always happen with all four of them in the same year. I mean, they all retrograde pretty annually, but it doesn't always overlap like this. So it's pretty intense. Mercury retrograde, we're still in it for the Aries one. That's in part one. We covered the Sag Capricorn in the early part of the year and the Aries one we're in now. And then part two, we covered the Leo Virgo one coming in August, September, and the one that's all Sag at the end of the year to cross over into the new year. So those of you who are really affected by Mercury, the trickster, or Hermes, as you wish, it's good to co-create with them too. Spring Equinox excerpt of the energetic support is just covering us until our next fire ceremony, which is scheduled for Monday, May 6th. This is going to be a late one, y'all. So my East Coast babies might be looking at the replay. This is going to be 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock on the West Coast for the May fire ceremony. Just giving you a little heads up. And of course, April is Eagle Medicine. Those who do want to do the Astro 101 class, the registration link is in here. Power Circle subscription is your own tools and monthly support with extra goodies there. And of course, if you want to work with the individual planets of Venus and Mars, your sacred masculine and feminine, or get your own Mercury retrograde activations, like if you have strong Aries, Libra, and Cancer, Capricorn, then this particular Mercury retrograde probably has several activations for you. I also recommend that you reach out to me first before you actually purchase them, because I had one person show up who wanted them and actually had zero activations happening. And then I actually had that happen with my son too, who is a little bit of a tense bunny sometimes. And so these rare occasions where you might get nothing, even though you have those strong energies, it's like the degrees miss you. It can happen. So hit me up first if you think you have a bunch of these activations happening and you want to follow them consciously. Or if it's time for a check-in with your own cycles, Astro Tarot reading is kind of a 2-for-1 where we check in with your cycles and we cover a question for here and now. And if you've already gotten one of those from me, then you would do the previous client's link to do your follow-up. And at the bottom of my blog is the 19-minute video of my Soul Sisters Circle invitation. Really, it's a little bit of my story and the core values that run throughout all my circles, because I do have quite a few rolling. So check that out if you haven't already. Know that you are welcome. I have so many new people expanding this community. Been doing lots of cross-pollination with other people in addition to Yay Yay. So this is just pretty beautiful as we enter spring and summer. I do hope to get together with you all in person a little more often going forward, but we gotta plan those things, right? And the calendar just is getting so booked up so far in advance that I never expected this. For a while there, I was working my calendar 90 days at a time and messing with Yay Yay, I'm doing 3 years at a time. So deep breath. We just do a lot of rituals and I'm so excited. This is what I asked for. This is what I prayed for, y'all. I wanted a community to do rituals with. And I've magnetized that because most of you know me. I've been a lone wolf for a long time out there doing a lot of these things by myself. So this community is growing in its strength and fortitude, in its kinship and kinfolk that we are just naturally, organically crossing paths with those who resonate with this frequency. And you're a vibrational match. So right now that upgrade that's going on within you is so that you can magnetize your next level of community and love and relationships and partnerships and collaborations. So trust the evolution is going to bring in a higher level of people and circumstances and situations for you to experience as we come through this eclipse portal and are literally reborn on so many different levels in very personal ways. So give yourself a little space to get used to the new you yourself, right? And then prepare to introduce yourself to people in a new way that maybe you have to adopt the Kelly language. That's like, I used to think that, I used to feel that, I used to do that, I don't do that anymore. And it's okay, you know, and the evolutions are wonderful. You know me, I always blame a planet and the cycles. It's just time to upgrade. Let's not make anyone good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just a new cycle. Let's do this consciously, let's do it together. Let's be on the same page about what we're calling in so there's no conflicts of interest as we get into the work of building, you know, going forward as spring starts to spring, you know. We're going to have life forms to deal with that we put in motion and we want to be able to make good choices in the moment and respond versus react when things come up. And life throws you curveballs because that's life. Life on Earth is constantly moving and so do we. So we have to move as well. So reach out when you need to. Join us when and where you can. And I hope you have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.